And joining us now at PMP is Jan. Study. Duh. Oh, my. All right. We'll do this again. And joining us now at PMPNetwork.com is the lovely Jan Elliott. She, of course, is the one who does the great Stone Soup comic strip and an enjoyable piece of information for all of us, and makes us laugh and also makes us think. How are you, Jan?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
You got a brand new book out called Stone Soup, the comic strip.
I do.
It's the third in the collection, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. I love this comic strip. It's very
Thank
good.
You. Thank
now,
you. So
now, I understand you're a single mom.
I was a single mom for 10 years. I actually remarried a few years ago, but for 10 years I was a single mom of two daughters, just like Holly and Alex.
Now, is this what inspired the entire thing?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so, that and the need for money.
Now, were you always a cartoonist? I mean,
I was not always a cartoonist. I was a potter and a graphic artist. I sold cars. I worked as a waitress. I did a lot of things to put food on the table. But
were you always drawing while you were doing the stuff?
Yes. I was always a doodler. I was one of those kids that ruined her homework with things in the margins, you know.
And now those are worth money for the teachers. They can look back and go, wow, I have a Jan Elliott original.
Yeah. From the fifth grade.
Yeah, and I assume that you did really well in art classes.
I did do well in art classes.
Yeah.
I did, and I loved my art classes more than just about anything.
Did you ever dream, though, that your comic strip would be in over 135 newspapers nationwide?
No, I dreamed. I dreamed for 16 years that it would be that successful. I tried for a very long time to break into syndication, and some of the time, I had to do cartooning at night and on the weekends after the kids were in bed, so it took me a long time to really get up the momentum. And then it's hard for women to break into this field for whatever reason. Out of 250 syndicated features, only 7 of them, I believe, are done by women.
So wow.
There aren't a lot of us. So
no, I know Kathy, of course, was one of the book
trailers. Yes, Kathy and Lynn Johnston were our more recent successes. And there's Sandra Bell Lundy up in Canada, and Hillary Price, who does Rhymes with Orange.
But I know I read Stone Soup in the Boston Globe.
Oh, good.
And I noticed that you're starting a little arc here, a pregnancy arc coming up.
Well, keep reading.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't let on the surprise of how this will all turn out.
It should be interesting.
Yeah.
Now, the comic strip is ranked as one of the top ones in the country. Every poll, it's always in the top, you know, few comics that are out there.
It
must make you feel incredible when you got 8 million people out there cheering it and laughing every day and, you know.
It does make me feel really good, and I love when I hear from readers that the strip touched them in some way. I hear from lots of varieties of people, but my favorite are from parents who say that the strip really made them feel better about their 12-year-old or what it was like dealing with their teenager or their little one, or, you know. I really have a lot of empathy for parents as well as for teachers, and so I'm glad when I hear from them that the strip meant something to them.
Now, I understand you had a little bit of training with other cartoonists or working with them, like Charles Schulz, for instance.
I had a little bit of help and encouragement from both Lynn Johnston and Charles Schulz. The first big-time cartoonist to call and offer assistance was Lynn Johnston, who does For Better or For Worse. And I had sent her a letter and some of my work, and she was kind enough to call me on a Sunday morning and really give me some hope and encouragement and a few thoughts about, you know, trying to make it, and kind of predicted that I'd make it within about a year, and she was actually right. And I can't say that she was able to have any influence over my syndicate picking me up, but just that she could see that the work had developed to a point where it might finally tip the balance and move into syndication.
So how did the syndication happen then?
Well, a syndicate is much like an agent, and you simply apply and apply and apply and apply until one takes you. And I spent many, many years sending things to Universal Press Syndicate. I was lucky enough in 1990 to get my local newspaper, the Eugene Register Guard, to run my strip on a weekly basis. And once I had that newspaper running me, it gave me a little bit more credibility, and it took me about 4 years of twice a year submissions to get the syndicate to finally agree that what I was doing was worthy of more national attention.
What kept you going? I assume there must have been days when you said, listen, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is ridiculous. I'm banging my head against a wall. What keeps you going?
Well, friends and family. My husband, during the second attempt, now when the strip that I have recently been able to get syndicated, Stone Soup, is my second strip, and my first strip I did when I was a single mom, and I gave up sooner on that because I didn't have enough money or enough support system to really keep me going, so after 5 years I gave that one up. But this time I had remarried, my kids were older, everyone was very enthusiastic about what I was doing. Because of my local paper, I had a local audience that was supportive, so I was able to keep the faith, but I must tell you there were many days when I wondered if I was crazy, you know, to think that I could do this. You know, you always wonder if you have your ladder up against the wrong wall.
Now, are all these characters, or are many of them based on people you actually know?
Well, the girls are based very much on my daughters, but not real specifically. You know, it's more, they're an amalgamation of both my girls, and my daughters are older now. I have a very good friend named Wally, and I modeled my Wally character after him and also after my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a hairdresser that reminds me quite a bit of Simon, when Simon appears occasionally. And the rest of them are all bits and pieces of me. Grandma is a little bit like my mom, who is no longer with us, but was a wonderful, wise, and rather cranky person. So I've modeled grandmother after her quite a bit.
Yeah, we have an active breed dog as well as you do.
Yes, I have a Skipper Key. And after we had her for about 6 months, I thought, why is this dog not in the comic strip? This is much too busy of a dog not to become a cartoon.
Yeah, one of the things that I've always found interesting about comic strips, and many of them, is that the characters don't age. They stay the same. The Peanuts gang is always young. Are there any plans for you to age your group at all?
Well, I've been asked that a lot because, in contrast, the For Better or For Worse family has grown old over the years. I have thought about whether I wanted my characters to age, but the truth is I love the ages that I picked for my characters. I really like Max being 2, and I really like Holly being in middle school, and I can't quite imagine if they aged how I would change all that. So I think mine are going to stay pretty much the same as long as it doesn't feel stagnant. And you know, Charles Schulz was amazing all those years that he was able to keep it fresh without anything real significant changing in the strip. He brought a lot of characters in over time, but it was amazing what he was able to do all by himself all those years to keep it fresh. So I hope I can do as well.
Now, where did the name Stone Soup come from?
I used to call the strip Sister City when it was in our local paper because it was about two sets of sisters, you know, Joan and Val are sisters, mm-hmm. and then Holly and Alex. And the syndicate actually came to me and said, we love your strip and everything about it, but the one thing we want to change is the name because we have determined that Sister City is perceived as too ardently feminist in the South, which kind of cracked me up. I thought, gee, just the word sister will bring fire to some people's eyes. So I looked around for something that seemed representative of what I was doing, and Stone Soup is an old fairy tale. And it basically means something from nothing. It's about a group of people who managed to coax a little bit of this and that out of a group of villagers and come up with a feast that everyone can share in. And I felt that my days as a single mom were very much like that. I really didn't have the resources to have as good a life as we did. I lived on about $500 a month for many years. But with my friends, my family, I live in a wonderful community. Little bit of this, little bit of that, we got through just fine. And when I said the name Stone Soup, my youngest daughter jumped out of her chair and said, that has to be it, that's perfect. So we went with that.
Well, Stone Soup, the comic strip, the new book, which is out by 4PNL Press, and it's distributed by Universal Press Syndicate, the comic strip. I just want to mention that portions of the profits of the book are going to be used for a local food bank, which is food for Lane County, which
That's
I think
right.
is really nice.
That's right. Yes, my publisher is a 100% philanthropist, and so all of her profits go to the food bank. So.
4PNL Press is in Eugene, Oregon. I'm sure the book is all over the place. But do you have your own website if people want to check it out?
I do, www.stonesoupcartoons.com or ucomics.com if they want to read the strip online.
Okay, stonesoupcartoons.com. Great, and we'll put the link up to that. And it was a pleasure talking to you, and good luck with the future of Stone Soup and all the great characters. And I'm following this pregnancy line. I'm a little nervous.
Well, it goes on for a while, so I hope you enjoy it.
I will.
All right.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.